So guys, I messed up pretty bad last episode. So it's mainly an issue in which two different things say two different things. What happened was that the Charber Cub butchers on Archive of Nethys, it says that they have tridents. And it still says slashing, but in the adventure path it says that they have hatchets. So I want to retcon that. They don't have tridents, they have hatchets. So really sorry about all that.
So should I like give all the people like 50 health or something?
No, nothing changes. I'm just saying, you know, thematically, they don't have tridents.
Yeah, so I mean, all those people write in. And
yeah, I just,
like, what the hell?
It's like, how are they carving meat with tridents?
Yeah. They were stabbing the meat. Just, they aerate it.
Right, it was just something that I
refuse to accept this reality.
That was a worse mistake than our choice of tactics.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Yes.
Shame on you, Jake.
To talk about your choice of tactics.
We're so fucked.
You guys are really, really in a bad spot. I don't think I said this on air, but you guys somehow managed to, and I quote, combine 5 encounters into 1.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
Yep, the Sabasan, the Butchers, the Boggard Swamp Seers, the Charwaco Warriors, and Hazel. All of them together.
Hazel sounds nice.
Yeah.
It's not like she almost killed our ranger in one attack.
Yeah, we're dealing with that right now. Because last time we left off, Elkwood went down.
Yep.
So this is going to be tricky.
Yeah, I just kind of want to like describe the situation.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's like, all right, so we're in this enormous map. It's a quarry. It's like a 500-foot map vertically and then like 300 feet horizontally. Elkwood went off into the woods to the north where he, Benson, and Adelar all approached from the south. And then he kind of went up into the woods and started shooting this kobold that we found. So he's like almost 200 feet away from the healer. From Adelar and around a house, so Adelar can't even see him. And then I'm in the middle of this quarry, probably a good 75 feet from Elk, who just went down, and I'm the only one who could see him. And then Benson is surrounded by like six combatants, and he also cannot see Elkwood because he's behind a house.
And by the way, real quick, could I get a initiative was?
The initiative right now is Adelar, top of the round, then Hazel, the Charwaco Butchers, the Charwaco Warriors, which are, I think, all dead but one. Yeah, there's one guy still alive. Yeah. The Boggard Swamp Seers after that. I somehow rolled 28 on all of them. It was pretty incredible. Then Kezra, then Benson, and then Elk last.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I rolled shit for initiative.
So it's me, then everyone else, then the party.
Though Elk just went down, so his initiative is right before.
So yeah. He will go to just after Adelar, yes. Just before Hazel.
Gotcha.
So yeah, that's where we're at. I don't see any reason to dilly dally anymore. Yeah. Let's just get into it.
This is no time for idle chit chat.
Yeah,
silly banter. we're all gonna die.
Yeah.
I'm confident. I don't know about any of you guys.
Yeah, that's what you were saying earlier.
We're about to get a good schooling on how hero points work.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
After Elkwood goes down.
To
dying too. Adelar, it is your turn.
Yeah. All right. If I remember correctly, Benson is looking like crap.
Can I make a free action?
Yeah.
Sure. Go ahead.
So, just all these people running against him, and I can see Elkwood, right?
No.
No.
No, it's a straight line.
There's a big old there's a big old house.
You can see through the house.
No, forgot that was that.
Yeah, and it also says there's no windows too, so you wouldn't even be able to.
They can't afford windows in my house.
So regardless of what's happening with Elkwood, Benson is just going to swing. Run!
Oh, Adelar, I have to make... Well, actually, I'm going to have two action to heal you first.
Got this.
I'm like, oh, run. No, two action to heal first. All right, let's do this. We got some major healing coming your way. Let's get it.
Oh,
it's Timmy's face is not excited about this.
So 38 points of healing.
38?
I know, I rolled terrible.
Yeah, on 3d10s.
I rolled terrible.
I'm still thankful, for fuck's sake.
And with my last action, I will move. I'm pretty sure I can move 30 feet. Let me double check that. You know, you gotta be careful. 25 feet, dang it. 15, 20, 25. All right, and I run into the woods. All right, that's my turn.
All right, in which case, it now moves to Elkwood.
Oh, boy. So I got to make that... So how does this work since...
So you will make your dying save first.
Dying save first.
Then you will make a fortitude save against the poison.
Have to roll 2d20. That's great. You got this.
The DC for the save is... 10 plus your dying condition.
Just 20. I have to be above
DC 12. Flat check.
Yeah. Flat check.
You got this.
Come on.
No, I don't.
Oh my gosh.
That was a 3 on the die.
Okay, so you moved to dying 3.
That was almost a crit fail.
Yeah, boy.
That would have been instant death, right?
Would have been instant death.
So now you have to roll against the poison.
Hero point.
Whoa. No.
Not yet.
Okay. And now he has to roll against the poison.
Yep.
At which he is at stage 3.
Come on. At 20 then!
3 again.
Oh my god.
So critical fail on the poison.
How many stages are there again?
Let me pull it up.
I think it was 3.
Yeah, there was only
3. I'm on the max save.
The final stage, which was a lot of D10.
Yeah. It was a lot of D6s, but let me pull it up.
Oh my god.
You gotta get rid of that dice.
I got rid of the one dice tower. You know what? I'm taking this one and I'm moving it down here.
You know, when we discussed you surviving, those rolls were the bad scenario.
Yeah, yes. We're already in the end game already.
Alright, so you were at stage 3, right?
I was at stage 3.
Alright, so 8 D6 points of damage.
Gosh, me dying.
Well, okay, does he even take?
Oh, I guess he wouldn't even take it.
He immediately goes to dying 4 and dies.
Yeah.
But what are we doing? Here we go.
It's like for that split second, it's like right before the poison just courses through his body, he feels it like he's unconscious, but it's just like this roiling lava like just coursing through his body. And it's just like an old memory just popping up as he's looking back to when he was like younger and looking outside when he was in the puddles of Absalom and looking at a figure that was in the doorway. And then it just hero point. So he's back to dying 1.
You are back to
dying.
You're not dying.
Not dying.
You anymore. Lose the dying condition. You do not gain any wound, but you are still poisoned.
Yeah. It's like a new intake of breath. Yes. For a moment.
So your clock starts over on your next turn.
The death clock.
So fucking stressful.
Yes, it is.
God, I was hoping you'd get one more round.
No. 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 Apparently, he's just not met the lip with these fucking dice. So, yeah, that's what happened that turn.
So if you had made your dying save, you would have gone to dying 1, and then even on a critical fail on the poison, you'd only be dying 3.
Yeah.
But because you failed.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you went down 1, and then any poison damage is going to kill you.
Worst case scenario.
Oh yeah. It's just one of those days.
Elkwood, as you were laying there on the edge of the tree line, fighting off and thinking of things to just keep you alive, 4 spider-like humanoids jump out of the tree line and descend over top of you.
Oh, fucking course.
But
why not?
They look quite familiar, as you remember seeing Anadis before, because Renali was one of them.
Oh!
They jump around you, and one of them does a somatic component and puts a force field of invisibility concealing you and all of the Anadi.
Oh my god.
Vernali turns into her human form, stands over you. And goes,
Elkwood, hold on.
She takes the crossbow bolt out of your chest, sees the purple viscous liquid, and goes, why have been poisoned? Give me an antidote. And she immediately just takes something out of her pack and shoves it into your mouth. And you're immediately, you're still knocked out, and you're seeing all of this.
Holy shit.
Just your vision is just completely obscured. You can barely make this out.
Yeah!
Oh my God. Oh, shit. John literally left the table. Just couldn't handle it. Like,
no!
I just wonder where she was going. Oh, geez, Spider-Man. Thank you.
And
Spider-Woman.
Kezra, you hear a message in your head that says, leave. You have overextended too far. Elkwood, you begin getting wrapped up in web.
Yeah. I say peaceful, man.
I know how spiders work,
James. And you disappear.
Fucking God.
Oh, ooh, I don't have to roll anymore. All right.
I want to do a little flashback.
Ooh.
The scene starts with a camera angle focused on the roots of a tree. An impressive beetle lumbers across the moss-covered terrain. The frame pedestals upward along the tree trunk, going up and up. The layer of moss eventually turns into a layer of strong silver threads, and we begin to hear shouting in a distant language. Within a wooden treehouse strung together with sticky web, a family of Anadi and their natural forms are working through a debate. The eldest Anadi, clearly a sage of sorts, speaks up to the younger Anadi's voices. I do not know these outsiders. I have never even seen them. He's played by Anthony Hopkins.
Of course.
The entire room settles to let him continue his speech. Vernali, who are these people you wish to help so much? The Ikuje already require our aid, and we are so few and distant from our own. Vernali, who was being berated by two other members of her web marriage, now stands alone in the center of the room. She holds her spider-like appendages out to cast a spell. If your lack of vision is the issue, then I will show you. Vernali makes a perfect set of illusory images depicting the heroes of Breechill. They stand poised and ready for action. The Anadi Elder Sage approaches uncomfortably close to the images, inspecting them. This one. Who is he? He says, staring into the eyes of Benson's image. Vernali stands close to her elder and says, his hand and soul are guided by the inheritor. The sage sort of looks at her and says, then why is he not at the world wound? I believe she guided him here. The sage steps down the line to the next figure, Kezra. And this one? He looks like the demon slayers from this land, but I see his blood is not entirely green. The sage begins to inspect Kezra's hand covered in blue scales and pulsing with lightning. Vernali sidles up and says, if we are to face dragons, the greatest ally could be one of their own. The elder sage says nothing and moves to the next one. An image of Adalar sitting at a desk with a paper, quill, and an abacus take form here.
Nerd!
What is this one doing? He does not look the part of a great hero you claim him to be. Vernali stutters a bit. I'm not sure why he is here. He is disciplined and thorough in his convictions. I think the order he brings will be of great aid to us here. You know how the Ikuje feel about the followers of Avatar. Yes, but they have accepted him. He is also versed in the divine. Fine. If the Ikuje can accept someone like him, I think we can too. Finally, they stand before an image of Elkwood. The late Skull sits ready to pounce at his side. The Elder Sage nods in approval. This appears to be the only one capable at a place like this. Vernali happily adds to the Sage's statement. He was quite good at everything. Skulled archer, tracker, elegant swordsman, and able to command wild animals. The Sage continues nodding in approval. Suddenly, three Anadi land in the entrance of the web-covered home. Someone is attacking the Cinderclaw mine. They're outsiders. Rinaldi turns toward her elder with desperation in her eyes. The elder thinks for a moment and says, "Go and take three members with you. If they are family like you say, then we shall do all we can to protect them." A strike team of Anadi, led by Rinaldi, dash out of the treehouse and disappear into the thick jungle canopy, leaving a trail of thin webs behind them. And then we come back to the Cinderclaw mine. As none of you know this, but Elkwood has just been wrapped in a cocoon and strung through the trees as the Anadi have left.
Wow.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
See ya. See ya.
It is now Hazel's turn.
Oh, shit.
Hazel is furious.
Oh, fuck. Kazra's in trouble.
No. No. Where is he? Zorzan! Where are you? And she points her staff in the direction that Elkwood was. And you see a little bead.
Yeah, bigger.
And it explodes in the tree line and just engulfs it. She just... Gah! How dare you run from me, cowards!
That is one of the most terrifying things a player of tabletop RPGs can hear.
Yeah.
A red little bead. Oh. No!
Oh, what is it?
Oh.
It's a jawbreaker
fireball. Ah!
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's a little red bead. Oh, it's not going to do anything. And then it explodes in a sphere of just pure energy.
Her seeing that the Sabasan and the Butcher are trying to take on Kezra. Doesn't really care much about the vulture. She is going to start walking north.
No.
Oh no.
No.
Oh no. Oh,
no. No, 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 no.
Gosh. That was her turn. It is now the Butcher's turn. Butcher all the way at the top is going to go after Kezra.
Go Kezra now.
Alright, first hatchet attack. 32 to hit.
Oh my gosh!
That's crit.
Oh.
Ah. 28 points of damage.
That hurt.
Second one. Totally a miss. I don't think he's raged yet. So
he's out of actions, though.
Huh?
He's out of actions. He moved up.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
In which case...
Good check the count.
Good pickup, kid.
Good pickup. Do it again.
Then the Charvarco Butchers down by Benson. By the way, Benson is now surrounded three... Going clockwise. Three Bogger Swamp Seers, two Charvarco Butchers, and then on the eastern side, another Bogger Swamp Seer. He is surrounded on all sides but one.
And Adelar just took off into the woods.
Yep, south. He just ran.
Like a coward.
Like a coward.
No, no, this is what needed to happen.
Yeah.
Coward!
Two Charver Cub Butchers.
Fly, you fool.
Fly.
Adelar runs back in.
I'm coming!
Just call me a coward again. Is that what it is? First Trident.
You mean, is this the Trident or is this the not?
Oh, yeah, the hatchet.
Thank
first hatchet.
You.
The people.
I'll retcon it every time. It's okay. 35 to hit.
Yeah.
Right. Is that a crit, though?
No.
No? Okay, it's crit. Goodness, 24 points of damage.
There goes almost my heal spell.
Yeah, that was an 8 and 8 and an 8 on a 2d8 plus 8.
Rocks.
31. 16. And last one is 12.
Miss.
Okay. Second one. 38. Yeah, that was a crit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
26 points of damage.
That's a miss.
Miss. Then a 26. Okay.
But I'm going to raise my shield.
You raise your shield for that one. 19 points of damage. Okay. That was the butcher's turns. Oh wait, charcoal warriors go first. There's literally one of them. What's he gonna do? All right, the one charcoal warrior that didn't just get roasted by a lightning bolt.
He's like, oh, what the hell?
He's like, I will be the victor. And he goes down, and he's gonna take two swings at Benson. Much less to hit with his hatchet than the Charwakaw butchers. 19?
Miss.
And 11?
Miss.
Yeah.
I want to know what the power between them is.
Alright, you want to know?
I'm just curious.
Charwakaw warrior, creature 1. Charwakaw butchers are creature 6.
Okay, that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense, then. Like this warrior's like, I'm gonna get a promotion.
I'll get a promotion. And then I'll be able to rage.
Yes.
What about
Vulgar Swamp Seers then?
Maybe they'll just croak and kill everyone else.
The Vulgar Swamp Seers, they've used just about all their spells.
Hey.
Yeah, I know, right? One of them, however, heard you talk about running.
Oh, man.
So
got that cantrip life.
He is going to take a 5-foot step forward, and he's going to try to use his tongue attack on you.
Oh, even better.
Tongue plus 10.
Is this within 15 feet from me?
He is 10 feet away from you.
Okay, then I will retributive strike.
Well, no, he's attacking.
Yeah, he's attacking you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not me.
Then I cannot.
They heard you run, so. Or they heard you say to run.
Adler just dipped.
13 to hit Benson, I imagine it fails.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Next one is going to take a 5-foot step diagonally, still within 10 feet, is going to try to do the same. After 20.
Oh.
No damage, but you are grabbed. And then the other ones are going to... Bah, 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 bah. They're going to cast an acid splash at you.
Just cover it.
Doesn't really matter because they got a 17 and a 19, so no acid splash from those guys.
Suspense and it hits the other one.
It hits him in the mouth because he had his tongue on him. Kezra, it is your turn.
Lord. Kezra will move away. We'll see his elf just disappear in the woods. And then this message in his head says run. And he is surveying this battlefield with the elf gone. Not looking good. It's down south, and you see Benson wrapped in a frog tongue, and surrounded by these horrible things that just hit him really hard. So he will move. And he will disappear.
Okay. He runs a little south and just gone. Coming up next, it's Benson.
Alright. First action. Lay on hands.
Okay.
As he heals himself. Oh. 8.
There we go.
Increasing his AC.
There you go.
I forgot about that.
I do want to remind you can sever the tongue.
I will do that.
Alright.
Okay. So with the attack. On the die.
You have to be an AC 15, so.
Yeah,
that's a crit on the tongue.
alright, all you had to do was 4 slashing damage to sever it, so you now have a boggard tongue stuck to your face, but you're free.
And Benson will see what has been happening and will just. Move back.
All right. And you guys run off into the tree line.
But none of them had attacks of opportunity.
You didn't move past any of them. You moved away from them.
Gotcha.
Yep. Back to the top of the round. Adelar, your turn.
All right.
Did the vulture chance go?
Oh, yeah. That was going to go for your turn.
Yeah, because that never...
Let's do that now. The vulture is going to try to get out of the grasp.
So would that be how would that work, I guess? But it's because they don't have...
Oh, you need to make an athletics check against its fortitude DC.
Surprisingly, it's athletics isn't the worst.
Well, you know.
All right. Come on. I haven't even named you yet. 20.
Let me pull up the Sabaton.
Actually, you do get a text opportunity up for 20.
Oh, dude, that's there anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I thought.
All right, that's fine. I'll let it slide for now. Get moved on. What did you hear total was there?
It was just 20.
Just 20. You do not get out, but you can try again.
It's a -5 at this point.
Yeah.
Why not? 18 on the die. That's 25.
The vulture gets out. Wow. So the vulture gets out and begins to fly away.
Just gets fucked out dodge. It's like, fuck this. I picked the wrong person.
Well, this sucks.
I didn't sign up for this.
All right, so the vulture struggles for a round and manages to scratch the face of the Sabasum with its talon and flies away. Okay. All right, after Benson, Adelar, it is now your turn.
The questions. Do I heal or do I attack and then run?
Oh, also, I noticed on my sheet it said I had some persistent damage. Do we remember what that's for?
It was acid.
Okay, so I get that tool. I'll get it once, and then I'll roll to see if it auto-recover.
Yep. Alright, so what do you need? You need the T8 or whatever it was. 5.
And let's see if Adelar can naturally shake it off. Hey, 15 on the die. I'm good.
Hey, you shake it.
As I'm running, it just licks off my cloak and skin.
It's like you're wearing like hydrophobic clothes or something.
I mean, this is a robe of precedentation.
So. It did it for you.
Yes.
Ew, gross.
All right. I'm. You know, I have one heal spell left for the day. I might as well use it on Benson.
Yeah.
Alright, let's hope I get more than a 1, 2, and 5.
Oh god.
And your face isn't. Okay, that was a good face.
He might keep you alive.
It's only 47 points of
damage. Oh my goodness gracious.
you just see the halo around above Adelar's head kind of grow a little brighter when he casts the spell. And
I'd like to point out that is currently wait for my next.
We could take him. Charge back in.
You got it. There.
Not when they're doing that kind of damage.
All right, and I'm gonna go 25 feet south. Okay.
Adalar's off the map.
Yep, Adalar is off the map. Oakwood. Now it's Hazel's turn. See, are any of you guys near enough to see this? Kezar would be, because he turned invisible somewhere in the middle. Hazel's still entangled.
Oh yeah, that's right. It's like, ah, damn it.
She is going to just walk up
a little bit
more north. Yeah, she still has like two rounds. It was like six rounds or something that you had her for.
Oh yeah.
So she's two more rounds of being entangled.
Take that.
But you said she could spend an action to try to get out of that or something?
I believe so.
Yeah, shut she up, can, Tim. But she's not in immediate she's danger. Determined. So
she's nervous. She's just like struggling, like power walking over.
Yes.
All right, it is now the Trower Cup, Butchers, Warriors, and Bulgars. Swamp Cedars turns. What are they going to do? You guys are off the map. Well, at least Adalar is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Both the Butchers, Benson, are going to go up to about that point. There, I'll move them like that. There we go. And they are just going to pick up rocks and try to throw them at you as you are leaving. Because they have an attack called Throw Debris.
And they're not throwing their shit.
Not throwing their
obviously
shit.
Obviously surprised.
Who knows? Maybe they just put their hand back there and then you get hit with a turd. 20 total.
Miss.
Nice. And then 27.
That hits.
Alright.
I'll raise my shield.
Okay. 14 points of damage.
Okay. Take it.
Alright. Next one. Throw debris. 36.
Hits.
15 points of damage. Yeah, I know. Getting real comfortable with the calculator over there.
Yep.
And then the other attack is a 28.
Yes.
14 points of damage.
So if I hadn't healed you, would you have gone down?
I absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, these are just rocks. They're just throwing like random shit at you.
You brought me from 40-something to 91, and I'm now back to 50-something.
Oh, gosh.
Woo! 55.
I mean, if you've ever been hit in the head with a rock, that's what they're aiming
at. Yeah, that's what they're doing.
And, like, the rocks, I'm sure, are probably, like, big. So they're
like,
I just ate a shitload of damage.
All right. Gosh. The little Charvaka warrior is going to run up and try to do the same.
as his
little brothers, or as his big brothers are doing. 17?
Yes.
18?
Yes.
He's throwing, like, pebbles.
Yeah.
You guys made it look easy. You guys got lucky.
They're all like,
please shut up.
Go back.
they just like put their hand on his head and just like turn him around in place. Just go back to sleep.
Go back to sleep.
Oh, wait a minute.
Huh.
You said 26 on one of them?
Yeah, because of
layer hands.
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those would not have hit.
Okay. Take back 15 points.
Okay. I love Paladin.
All right. Swamp Seeder's turns. They can't get close enough to you in order to hit you with a tongue, so they're just going to do some acid splashes.
All
right. Acid splash.
26.
With land hand, that's a miss.
There we go.
Yeah.
And the other two miss entirely.
Thank God.
It is now Kezra's turn.
Kezra spent this whole action moving.
Yep.
All right. Moving somewhere. So we just hear. And Benson, it is your turn. I assume you just continue running.
Yep.
Okay.
Just run off the map.
Is
Does that bring it back to me? Because I have a turn.
You do have a turn. It does bring you back.
All right. Okay, so do I remember which one has taken like the most damage? Obviously, that little guy in the front, he's probably the weakest. But was there another one that I noticed take a lot of damage?
Let's see. Checking all their HPs.
By the way, I would have spent at least one action laying on hands.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you can do your lay on hands. Timmy, the only one that looks like you could probably take it up with one action, one or two action spell, is probably the Charcoal Warrior.
The little guy.
Yeah.
All one. Right. So, like, so from pretty far away, like, you barely can, all you need to do is, like, see him. He gets a bead on this guy, and he just whispers,
Avatar. Send them a parting gift.
And a giant ray of blazing fiery light erupts from Adelar's fingertips.
Wait, is this a fireball?
No.
Okay. Let's see. Witch
shit. 21 to hit.
That definitely hits the Charcoal Warrior.
Good. Because I do not want to use my hero point on that.
No, little buddy.
All right. Oh.
What's he rolling, Kelly?
I'm not watching.
Shame.
18 points of fire damage.
He dies.
Yes.
He was like, "Oh man, you guys hit!" And he just gets roasted by a beam of light.
Yep. And then Adelaide takes off.
See ya. Cheese it.
Kezra, as you are running away, are you running? As you're running out, you see what looks to be a large winged creature come swooping down from the west and going east.
Large winged creature.
I will show you a picture.
Down from
just you.
West.
Just in.
Heading east.
Yep. And you can see from your angle that,
Don't look, Tim.
I know. Kelly's blocking his.
I'm just like,
I see your wandering eyes over there.
Cheat.
I want to know.
I want to know.
Kelly, how do you want me to show you this creature, actually? Over Discord?
Send it to me through encrypted signal.
Make sure these guys don't see it.
Yeah, go ahead, send me through Discord.
All right,
I'm hacking your phone right now, Kelly.
Can we get the blockchain?
This is why I went to school, everybody.
Let's see. Should we get an image?
Okay. I see the thing.
Yep. You see that. Swoop west to east, screaming as it goes by.
I'm guessing Arcana would not help me identify that.
Religion would.
Oh shit.
Thank God for that. Alright.
Hadn't studied under old Adelar yet.
don't keep prescribing anymore.
I mean, I could try and untrain a religion check.
Okay.
See if I know any peripheral knowledge on this thing.
Nat 20 this shit.
Come on. Hey, you can do it.
Nat 1.
Oh!
Ooh, what does he think it is?
That's a big bird. What misinformation will I be giving the group?
Man, that is the weirdest vulture you've ever seen.
I mean, you're not with any of the group right now.
So. Yeah. I know what it actually is.
Yeah.
It's horrifying, but...
Okay, then, ball.
That's Big Bird from Sesame Street.
You see Big Bird flying from west to east. Going, come here, kids!
Like, oh, no!
I'm glad we ran, by the way, guys.
Yeah.
Kelly is gone.
Kelly is glad.
Kelly's glad we ran.
Kezra's like, I could have taken that chicken.
Big burning shit.
You big yellow fuck!
I will count combat as over.
Wow, okay.
I love how Jake just like let me get that little cheese in before.
Yeah.
Very appreciative.
I imagine the Chakar Warrior was like he had his hand up over his eyes, like trying to see through this, trying to see through the tree line.
Yes.
He just.
It's Jake, like it. I really wanted to use that spell the whole comic, but there was never a good opportunity because I was always healing Benson.
It's like just once, please.
When you shot him dead, the Chakar Butchers were just like. Weakling. And they just left. They didn't give a shit.
That sounds about right, actually.
The lowest there was about 18 health.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm back up to 80.
Boy, that is really
back up
dangerous.
To 80.
God, that's dangerous.
Yeah, it was a roller coaster.
God. So, where do you all go, minus Elkwood?
Well, I'm casting, I think the range I have is like 500 feet for message. So I'm literally like sending out messages to Kezra and Elkwood, because I don't know about Elkwood. I'm sending messages out to both of them. Be like, you know, meet us up back at our rendezvous point, which we previously discussed off air.
What happened?
I think you know very well what happened, Benson. We were outnumbered and outmatched.
Why did that happen?
I wish I knew. There, I don't know. I tried contacting Kezra. He wouldn't respond to me, and then things got bad. I lost my cool, Benson. I wanted to prove myself, I guess. I don't know. It was a poor choice of judgment. And I can't get a hold of Elkhord. I keep reaching out to him via my powers, but he's just not responding. I fear the worst.
Did Kez respond at all? Like, I'll be there or something like that? Or
can you contact him with message that you can't see?
Oh, that's a good point. Let me see
that's
if it is sight requirement.
You just hear new phone, who dis?
All right. Ba-ba-ba.
That'd be a really nice cantrip.
Sending is like a third level spell.
Yeah. New message, who this?
Targets one creature, so yes, I'm assuming that I have to have sight. So no, I can't actually contact anyone.
They keep an eye out, but he's probably invisible for a while. So.
So it's like, I don't know where everyone is. I just hope that they go back to the rendezvous that we predetermined.
This was terrible.
I'm very disappointed in myself. I usually, even in the most tense of situations, I usually keep my cool. But I don't know. I feel like this place is just bringing out the worst in me. I've never been in circumstance, so I just feel so out of my depth.
You're new to this, aren't you?
Adelar just kind of looks at himself. He like holds out his hands. He's like, look at me. I am as soft as they come.
Well, let me tell you something about this. And he grabs Adelar. This is not something new. This is not something that you just get to fall into. Because what you are is like me. You're one of the people that protects this world. And guess what? You don't get to say, I'm sorry anymore. You have to just do it.
And after that, you hear some rustling and some twigs snapping. And you see a bush with no one coming, that looks like a body's coming through it. Move out of the way. And Kezra appears. And he goes,
take it easy on him, Benson. He's, like you said, new to this. And yes, we failed. But I've never been so determined in my life. I do want to apologize, though. And you know, as you know, I don't do this very often. But I did lose my head in there a bit.
And Benson walks up to Kezra. And he punches him in the face.
Oh my gosh. Kezra just he takes the punch. Stands back up and he goes,
I probably deserved that.
Where is Elkwood?
We'll find him. He's safe.
He's safe? What do you mean?
Renali showed up with some of her tribesmen. I was about to go find him. He had gone down. I'd never seen him go down so quickly before. There was something else at work. He was convulsing. Must have been some sort of poison, from what I can guess. The kobold, that blue kobold, had something nasty. And he went down quick. But Renali and her tribe showed up, and I saw them only for a split second before they all disappeared. Before I knew it, the kobold was furious, cast a giant fireball in the area, but I don't think it made purchase on anything but trees.
And Benson just... like, he's so fucking angry, but at that news, he just... I'm sorry.
We'll find him. I believe he is safe. We need to regroup, and I don't know if he'll be coming to the rendezvous, but I think we should head east and look for him.
Let's go.
All right, so you guys are going to just head east?
Yep.
Make me a survival check to wander east.
It's okay. Adalar has a decent wisdom.
No, I just don't worry about it.
I have no direction.
Right, you going to use no direction?
Yes.
All right. You managed to head east.
You haven't asked me yet, Jake.
All right, John, what'd you get?
Got a natural 20.
All right. Oh. There we go.
Benson. I literally can never tell. I saw his face, and I'm just like, John rolled a one.
Oh, yeah.
Just use that cantrip.
Angry ass Benson's just like, zap!
Just charges through the trees, just knocks him over.
Benson is somehow guided by the divine to head east. You feel where your comrade is. You head east. Hours begin going by. Eventually, you find a pretty good clue as to where you guys are going, as you find what looks to be the corpse of an Anati with the top half almost bitten off.
What?
Jeez. Elkwood, a mere moments before this, you were starting to come to, and you were in your little cocoon. And as you were being dragged, you saw this creature.
Don't look.
Yeah, don't look, Jonathan.
Oh, my.
Not looking?
Are you sending it on Discord?
I'm sending it on Discord.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
You saw this creature
let
swoop
no soul
down.
Say I looked.
You saw this creature swoop down. Wow. Grab one of the Anati.
Look.
You saw this creature swoop down, grab one of the Anati, bite it, and rip it in half. And then flew away.
Oh, shit.
Laughing the entire way.
You're
going to hide it before I turn around?
It's off.
It's okay. Off.
Alrighty. Yeah, a little bit shook.
Shook is a good word for what happened to you.
Seeing that thing, because I imagine it was what? Large?
It was large, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. Ooh.
Anyway, the three of you find what appears to be half of a brutally murdered Anati.
When I was leaving, I saw something head this direction. Some horrible winged vulture creature. I don't know if it did this, but it was certainly large and ferocious enough that looks like it might have been able to do this.
Hmm. Yes, perhaps.
It was the biggest and ugliest vulture I've ever seen.
Do you think... remember that... I can't... there was another vulture or something that it looked like it almost bonded with Elkwood. Do you think it could be related in some way? Was this some elaborate ruse?
No, I don't think so. This was quite different.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying, I've never seen anything like it before. I'm just telling you what I think it was.
Okay.
It was horrifying, otherworldly in my opinion.
And Benson will take a moment to bend down and pray with the fallen. If this was a being with Renali, go to your afterlife, please, in peace. Thank you. Many will move on.
You guys continue moving?
You don't check its pockets?
No.
Just doesn't have pockets.
I'm not a fucking thief.
I don't know. Could have magical
items. He might have something useful. All right, then.
Plus 18 sword. No.
Stupid.
That'd be awesome.
While we're walking, Kezra just he just wants to like explain himself again. He goes,
I don't know what you guys saw from your vantage point, but I executed the plan that we talked about. I went north. I released that dinosaur, that monstrous creature, and everything was going right. But then that kobold just walked over, pointed at the creature, and just fear went through this monstrous creature, and it voluntarily went back into that cage. The kobold just closed the door, and like it wasn't concerned at all. I'd never seen such power in such a small creature, but I couldn't help myself. Its blue scales just reminded me the power of the blue dragons, power that courses through my veins.
You know, I've had a terrible question. A terrible one. One that I don't even want to ask you, and Benson is not looking at Kezra when he says this. All of the things we fought, all of the things that we have faced. And then he looks at Kezra, right in the eye. How different are you from them? And how long until you are one of them?
I mean, I'm not a worshipper of the Hawk, if that's what you're asking. I have a determined reverence towards the ancient blue dragons and their like. And I don't know how much you know about Dahak, but the chromatic dragons, in a way, revere him, but also mostly fear him. He's a creature of great destruction. There are those who follow him. Clearly this cult has formed around his worship. I do not worship Dahak. My reverence is of a more worldly origin.
As Benson looks down at the gauntlet that surrounds his fist. I hope so. And he pushes onward.
I look at Adelar as he moves on, I'm just like,
fuck, I might have to purge you.
I don't question Kezra's loyalty to us, Benson, if that is of any comfort. But what I do question is this party's headstrongness. It is leaked into my decision-making as well. Usually I am...
And what do you question?
What do I question? I question our tactics, I question our choices, and I question the effect that all of you are having on me. I came into this group hoping to bring order, but instead, my mind has been wrought with chaos. I have almost displeased my god by dabbling into the arcane mysteries of the dragons. I plunged headlong into a combat that I should have known would clearly result in death. And what is the result? Elkwood... Seemingly, we don't know if he's still alive. Hopefully, he's alive.
I know he is. He has to be.
Well, so what if he is? You see Renali's fallen comrade? Their blood is on our hands now. And it is because of the choices that we collectively have made. Going forward, I expect, Kezra, that when I message you, you respond.
I think I can agree to that. Again, I was caught off guard. I saw nothing but my objective, creature.
I'm gonna die in this fucking jungle.
No, Benson, I don't think you will. You know, I speak to Abadar every morning, and he gives me one clear directive every single day. Keep Benson alive. I shall long die before you do. I hate it. I'd rather save myself before you. And I've made that clear, but I must obey the will of my God. Just as you obey the will of yours.
As I say, I am fearless. Therefore, I am powerful.
We will not fail again, Adalar. Let's find Elk. Regroup. This time we know what we're up against. I promise. This time we will succeed. We have to.
We do. There seems to be a lot more to this mine than meets the eye.
I think at this point, like, you know, they're kind of charging forward. Benson is probably keeping his distance ahead, being all somber and silent. And Adalar's kind of hanging back with Kezra. And he's like,
I know you have a quest for greatness. It is quite apparent. But we can't forget that. There is also much to be gained in this area. It seemed to be some sort of mining operation. I feel like there's a lot of treasure that could help us in our quest and in yours as well. We just have to make sure that we're planning a little better. I feel like Elkwood was the one among us who had the most sense, and he was the one who suffered for all of our reckless decisions.
Yes. You did not get close to that kobold, but you should have seen the things they had. They had a burning staff, all kinds of alchemical equipment. This creature was powerful, smart, and well-equipped. Many riches for the vault, I would think.
Yes. Yes, I'm quite looking forward to that.
We will win. I promise.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. No doubt, none whatsoever.
You guys continue walking for hours. Till eventually the moss and vine-covered jungle eventually turns into what looks to be web. There's to be web sort of hanging down from part of the canopy. You guys can see it's like, you know, it's tall. These are huge trees. You can look up and you see all of these what look to be houses covered in web. A lot of it appears to either be supports or entire walls made up of it. There's bridges. Lots and lots of web.
Well, it seems we have found the right place.
Benson starts screaming.
Renali!
That's one way to get their attention.
Yes.
A few seconds later, Renali puts her head down.
Oh! You've made it. Please come up.
And she kicks down a web ladder.
Elkwood, safe. Where is Elkwood?
He is here. He's safe. He brought a friend?
As Benson scrambles up the ladder with a lay on hands in his pocket, like his only thing is just making sure Elkwood's okay.
You go up and you see about 15 Anatis, just shit, like all in a room. And then Elkwood sitting in a cocoon.
Oh.
Not feeling great, but awake.
Yeah. He's just glowering. Just pissed.
As Benson walks over and says, fuck, I thought you were dead.
No. Not yet, at least. I felt it.
As magic pours from Benson's hands into Elkwood, you get 18 health.
Oh. Oh, he can't avoid it, so.
No!
He's just struggling his head.
Don't touch me! As Benson leans in with the heel, he's like, for fuck's sake, you're the one person I understand.
Hey, come on, I'm not that hard to figure out.
Yeah, but not in the best way.
But, like, it's like as you do that, like, he flinches big time at the touch of it. He's not, like, in the best place of mind at the moment. And, like, he's still, like, you can probably see it still, like, this, where the venom was running through his body is still, like, burned into it. It's just, like, fire just inside of him. So, it's, like, his face is just caked in scars.
And as you're clearly, like, uncomfortable with the healing as it comes in, Benson will just, like, lean into you. I need you.
He just stays silent for a moment and just stares off.
I know what you are, and you know what I am. So, we cannot leave these two fools, can we?
No, seems not. He's just still staring ahead.
That's it.
Renali, it seems that... Seems that we owe you a great debt.
You all were complete fools to try to take on Cinderclaw Mine.
Well, we're going back.
We have work that needs to be finished there. We met such great success taking out their small outposts. I fear that the victories had gone to our head. We felt invincible. We were fearless, therefore we were powerful. And he kind of casts a mocking glance over
shit.
At
this. It's like a rap battle right there.
John has stood up and he's
John is prepared.
We are taunting Timothy.
Meet you by the flagpole behind Keller's house.
I'll give Tim the horrible taunt if he can tell me where that quote is from.
Oh.
If it's anything relating to any sort of book or pop culture reference, I do not know it.
I chose that that phrase from House Black's words, and that is from the Frankenstein's monster.
See, Tim would only understand it if it was from K-pop.
K-pop, Adventure Time.
Make more Adventure Time references. He'll get this.
Like, I am fearless, therefore I am powerful.
I do like that, though.
That is pretty sick. But Adelaide's going to throw it in your face. But not directly to you because he's a little non-confrontational.
Benson just chucks.
Like, wasn't that like Benson kept you alive or anything?
Hey, who kept you alive, for the record?
Yeah, tank that damage yourself. See what happens.
Renali is saying that there's clearly some childhood tension between all of you.
Take it outside the healing hut. Okay, guys.
She says... There's much more planning that needs to be done if you're to take on the Cinderclaw Mine. You don't even know the strongest creature they have there. We lost one of our own trying to run away from it.
Perhaps that was the creature that you saw, Kazu.
Yeah, that bird thing.
It is bird-like, yes. I know of it only because we've seen it. In fact, that entire creature has taken away much of the fauna around the Cinderclaw Mine. I'm sure you noticed the quietness in the jungles.
That explains why elk could not find any animals.
That is correct.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. We're in danger.
So, if you plan to go back and try your hand again, at least let me help you. We should be more tactful of our approach, too. Maybe not... Combine 5 encounters into one.
Do you think it's possible we can lure those flying creatures out and deal with them in the woods?
Flying creatures, there was a smaller one, the Sabusan, is that correct?
Yes.
I might be able to do something.
I think any way we can chip away at them before going back in would be optimal.
If I can stand a decent distance away, I can shoot a light beam up into the air that might coax them away.
I too have a similar ability. Perhaps during my preparations I can see if Abadar will give me a generous portion of that power.
I'm thinking if this thing hunts around the mine, perhaps we can lay a trap for it. Use something as bait, ambush it as it approaches.
Well, we would only need something smaller than it. It seems to revel in the idea of having power and brutality over other creatures.
Well, Benson, are you up for the task?
Let's hunt.
From what I've seen of this creature, I haven't seen it often, but we've managed to hide from it a few times. I've seen it attack random fauna in the area. One of the things I remember it doing was it would screech and emit this wave and seem to stun whatever its target was.
Oh, gosh.
And then it constantly had these spores coming off of it, too, as if it was surrounded by some sort of ailment. It was never affected by it itself, but I fear if we might be coming in contact with it like that, that we will surely be subjected to it.
I'm already scared that this is far fucking worse than Nico Wolf.
Oh.
I mean, they said you haven't seen the most terrifying creature, and they mentioned that. Yeah.
If you would like to make a religion check, as Renali is describing it.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I would have had you make it, but Kesra rolled a one, so he fucking saw Big Bird.
He says, I saw a big bird. It was yellow.
One of kids? I don't know.
Kept trying to teach me things. Oh, is that a
26?
I like that because Adelar has no idea.
Yikes!
Recall knowledge, religion 26.
Oh! Oh damn!
The Knights of Iomide would be familiar with these.
Yes.
13 on the
really?
Die. 13
nice.
On the die.
A Vrock, also known as a Wrath Demon.
Oh!
Mark just looked at me with horror in his eyes.
Oh yeah.
Wait, is it a fiend?
It is a fiend.
Yeah. It's a fiend. It's a fiend.
Ooh.
When the gates to the abyss swing wide, the first demons through are often Vrocks.
Yep.
Vulture-headed scions of rage who wheel through the air on black wings or dance with the exaltation of their fiendish power. Yeah. Their hatred for mortals is matched only by their desire to inflict suffering through their horrible screech and their devastating dance. Mm-hmm. Vrocks form from the souls of hateful mortals, who are thus given another chance to inflict their rage on the world.
They're so nasty.
They are so nasty.
Yeah.
What do you want to know about a Vrock? Because there is paragraphs of stuff that this thing has.
Weaknesses. Obviously the first thing.
It has one particular vulnerability.
Good.
You know that it has something called peace vulnerability. A Vrock's wrath is the heart of their essence. Enforcing peace upon them wrenches at their soul. If they fail save against calm emotions or a similar effect, forcing them to be peaceful, a Vrock takes 4d6 mental damage.
Okay. Interesting.
What are they resistant to?
Yeah,
that's all you get because you just meet the DC.
Oh.
That's fair.
But most things aren't resistant to mental damage, so that's...
Benson thinks about this, he sits there and he's...
Oh, God.
It's a freaking coin. It's one of them.
He's gone mad.
Wait, Renali sees you almost, like, delighting in the fact you might get to fight one of these. She goes, do you know of this creature?
I know exactly what it is. And of course, I came out here not knowing anything. And of course, this is what happens. This... Not a kobold. Not a little Chagra Kal with a knife. This is it!
Well, I think we should prepare as much as we can tonight. In fact, let's all rest.
It's almost funny.
You all lay down for sleep that night. Renalia is talking with her elders.
Assuming I'm still in the cocoon.
You're still in the cocoon.
One day they'll let me out.
Cozy.
You, Oakwood, as you're laying there in your cocoon. Very comfy, actually. It's very nice.
I imagine. Warm, yeah. It's like silk.
Yeah.
So
it's like a silk sleeping bag. It's quite nice. I might buy one myself. You're laying there trying to get some sleep. Your veins still ache from wyvern poison in your inside of them.
Ugh.
And you hear something walking on the roof. And then you see that man-sized vulture drop down in the doorway. And it goes over to you and uses its beak to start to take the web off as if it's trying to free you from this. And I'll see you guys next time.
Gosh.
Brock fight.
Brock fight.
Gosh.
Not good.
Oh my god.